The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome into the Off Stream Podcast. I'm Angry Ginge.
And I am Taze. And this is the Taze and Ginge Off Stream Podcast.
Woo! Our first ever podcast. We are excited, but obviously let's address the elephant in the room. I didn't have much choice.
What do you mean?
I think what I mean by that is I got given a list of names. Who do you want to do a podcast with? No. He's in Manchester. It kind of works. Let's do it.
But we're in London?
Yeah. No, we actually are currently in London. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame because I actually got a list of names and I picked you.
Well, it's worked out for the best. But no, there's going to be two studios because obviously we are both Manny boys. There's got one in Manchester and we are currently in the one in London. So if you ever notice the set change, etc., anything like that, it's because we're either in Manchester or we are either in London. So tell the viewers a little bit about yourself, Taze.
Well, you know, my name's Taze.
Nice.
My real name's actually Micah.
Okay.
If you didn't know that, Morgan. And I'm. What would you even call me?
A colleague. Definitely a colleague.
All right. Okay. Where would you put me in terms of what I do?
All right. Well, we're musical artists. we've got a show coming out.
Hey, I've got a show coming
out. Would the show be out before this or after this?
After, so you could actually buy tickets, hopefully. No?
Yeah, we didn't agree to plug that, but yeah, go for it.
go and buy some tickets. I'm sure the link will be in the description or something.
Yeah, link will be in the description. Make sure you go and buy tickets. How's it doing though?
It's doing well. We put the first lot of tickets out, and nice. They sold out straight away.
Oh wow,
so
nice.
So we actually had to request more tickets from the venue.
Nice.
And they're out, and I don't have an absolute clue how they're doing now because I can't see it. But hopefully they're doing well.
Hopefully they're doing very well. You've also got some guests there. Don't ruin it anything too much. Click on the link and they'll find out what mm-hmm, guests are there. Mm-hmm. But a special guest up as well, apparently. He's not asked me, so I'm still waiting for the call up.
Oh, did you not?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it must have been a fault or something.
No, it's all right. We can all probably guess it is H.
There's actually another one.
There's another?
Yeah, another quite a big one.
Right. Okay. Any insights? Or can you give it? Well, what's the job? If you say musician.
He's a musician.
All right, okay.
I hope. Yeah, he's a Scouse lad.
Scouse musician?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. It's not Jamie Webster.
How did you know?
I've got it straight away. Right. So tell us about what it was like growing up in Manchester.
You should know, mate.
Well, yeah, but the viewers don't, mate.
Oh, yeah. Well, growing up in Manchester, I actually grew up in a place called Colliehurst first.
Right, okay.
Which is a shithole.
I'm going to be honest, there's not many places in Manchester that you could probably describe as not a shithole.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, started in Colliehurst, then went up to Moston, where I went to school. Newton Heath, grew up there as well. That's where my nana lived. Yeah, to be honest, I can't really say I had a bad childhood. I got, do you know what I mean? We didn't have loads of money, we didn't have money, but we didn't not, I always got everything I wanted.
Right, okay, fair.
Not like I got spoiled.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But like, I never went without food and all that. Like, some people say, oh yeah, we didn't eat, we didn't have heating. No, we always had like things.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I can never say that we didn't. But yeah, just a pretty normal one. Tell us about yours, mate.
Yeah, similar to be honest. But do you know the things I do miss now? Like, first of all, living with my mum.
Okay.
It just makes life easy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then it's just the little bits, like nipping to the shop to put Lecky on. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, with the little stick.
Yeah, with the little sticks.
Mine was purple.
What? I don't know what brand that was, but they're not paying us, so they won't get a shout out anyway.
They will not.
Yeah, just the little stuff like that. And then, I don't know after this happened to you, but it happened a lot for me. Right. You'd look at your living room window, and the entrance to your estate would get shut off with armed police.
No, happened. You can't really see the entrance from mine. It's probably my house with the armed fucking police.
So I remember this one time, I was playing out in the garden. I was playing army soldiers or something like that, throwing grenades. Weird. Not literally, obviously. And my mum goes, get in. No, talk to the neighbour, actually. I was talking to the neighbour, Albert, I think he was called.
Great name.
Older lad, so obviously.
I'd hope so if he's called Albert.
Exactly. And I remember Morgan getting, so she drags me in, locks the back door, locks all the windows and everything. And we go out, and there's just armed police there. A guy sat on the wall, and they've all got like genuine guns out and everything. It was mad. Would and you? That, if you've ever heard of it, was Brookhouse. And that story there sums up Brookhouse, haven't you?
You're lucky you didn't get grabbed if you was playing grenades.
Imagine that. Coppers walking behind me. Grenades, hang on a minute. Right, looking forward into the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you guys a little bit of a, what's the word? No, going ahead, going forward of what our plan is.
I wouldn't really say that's what you call it.
What would you call it?
The proceedings.
I think he's actually got it right. anyway, the future plan. Obviously, at the minute, it's just me and Taze, but we're going to get guests on. We have looked at any sort of guests, so anything that you've got recommend in the comments. In terms of guests that we're looking at, obviously, we've got the people we know that we can get on down, speak to them, learn about them. And we've also got people that have got very interesting jobs. Can you remember any of the jobs that we looked at?
Yeah, like soldiers, snipers and that.
Yep, SAS people. And just to show you out there in terms of what sort of range we're going for, professional cuddlers.
Oh, I'd have a nice cuddle on the couch.
I bet you would. With who? That's down to him, apparently. Let's move it on. Okay, I believe, well, I'm aware, we got each other a gift.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do we be honest about these gifts?
Yeah, we'll be honest about the gifts. I thought very hard about this gift.
Did you now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the gift that I got you, I think, with the current situation...
What's the current situation?
You'll find out when you open the gift. I think the current situation that's going on, mm-hmm. I think you will really like it.
Okay.
So I have actually got it here.
Where's my gift?
It's just on the side there, mate.
Oh. I'll take yours first.
There you go, sir.
I'm pretty nervous, actually.
I'll be honest, I'd be a little bit nervous as well.
Okay, this is well wrapped. Well, do you wrap this yourself, mate?
If I'm being honest, no.
Okay.
Well, I won't lie to you. God, let me show you.
Are you f***ing winding me up? Are you f***ing winding... That's actually nice of you, mate.
Thank you. Can you show us your photo?
No. I'm just going to put this up on my wall.
No, put it on the shelf.
Oh, yeah, we'll put this on the shelf.
I think we need to show the viewers.
No,
we want to be transparent with the viewers. We need to be transparent with the viewers.
I don't want to give her the time of day.
Right, okay, fair enough. So as you can see there on our new set now, we've got a lovely photo of Heather and Taze.
That is, do you know what, mate? Thank you for that gift.
You're very, very welcome.
Really, really, very welcome. And that can stay there forever, can't it?
Nah, probably not, to be honest.
So now, this gift.
Yeah.
You know, you've been very thoughtful with me.
I have indeed.
So I guess we're giving people things that they like.
Yeah.
So I actually got you something from deep in your heart. Whether you want to admit it or not.
Yep.
This is quite deep in your heart, you know.
Okay.
I can give on this persona, but we all know this is the real you, mate.
All right. It's very light. Okay. And you've just said you get it from the heart, yeah. Whether I want to admit it. So I can tell already it's what to do with Sitter. So
come here, give it love. I've spent money on it.
I guarantee you.
Can you hold it up to the camera?
It's a city scarf.
Can you hold it up to the camera, please, mate?
Yeah, you can hold it up to the camera, mate. If you think for 1 minute... no, seriously, though, right? I've gone out my way here to get him a nice picture of his girlfriend, which you've got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, I've literally got a girlfriend.
Right. And himself, I don't know who the other one was. That must have been some weird one.
My dad was.
It was your dad. Mm-hmm. So, why did you rip it off then?
Because I just wanted it to be me, you know.
Oh, okay, fair enough. And you've gone out your way to get me a city scarf.
Yeah, so yeah, what's a watch? If you get it out, Champions League. You know,
yeah. Well, that's weird. That.
When was the last time you won that?
Pardon? 2008, mate. But do you know what I'm genuinely really like confused about?
There we go.
How you've managed to get yourself match day merchandise considering you don't go to games.
I do, mate. Yeah.
What was the last game? That's not happening. No, that's not happening.
Go on. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Should we put it up on the set?
No chance.
Right, maybe here.
No chance. Genuinely. Like, let's be honest, not touching anything. Right.
So the gifts is a f***ing bag of s***, weren't they?
No, so you're not happy with your gift?
Oh, I really like this gift, yeah.
Right, so your gift was a bit to me though, so it is what it is.
Sorry, mate. I'll jump.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What? Next one?
Yeah.
I'll get you a better
gift. Get me a proper one.
I'll get you a better gift.
Right, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we're going to have to get a picture of you and a girl on here. So have you any interest for you at the minute, mate?
Oh, which one do you choose? That's a tricky one.
It's mad. I seen you walking in and you was like fighting off all the girls.
It's just, you know what it is? It's getting annoying.
Is it?
It's getting really annoying. because you just trying to get on about my day, just trying to crack on, just do you know what I mean? Work, get home, relax, stream, and then it's constant women fighting over you. You must have had it before you were with Eva.
Do you know what, mate? I'd never.
Really?
Never.
That is surprising.
No, because I'm struggling.
No, you're not.
No,
Taze, you're not.
I'm just.
Taze,
I'm just fat. I didn't know girls like gingers.
Why wouldn't they?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, here's a question. Is ginger a race?
Ooh, my dad's ginger.
He's also slightly bald, so I don't know if that's possible, if I'm honest.
Slightly, he's very much bald.
He is very much bald.
But yeah, he was. Before the baldness, he was ginger. Like, his beard's ginger.
How ginger?
Very ginger, like your ginger.
Really? Mm-hmm. My nan's ginger. Well, she was, not anymore.
Dirty. What? Oh, she...
No, she's not dead.
Why would you say just, not anymore? Then?
She's not ginger anymore.
I've just called her a dirty bitch, then you said not anymore, and I thought I would just call his dead nan a dirty bitch, because that would be fucking horrible.
Wouldn't surprise me, though, because that's what you are.
What?
A dirty, horrible bloke.
No, I'm not, mate.
You are.
Actually, you do it all the time. Actually, I know what I am.
Okay.
The Dark Destroyer, she calls me. Because the Destroyer in the dark.
All right, move on.
Without a teeth in.
Okay, annoyed me because she does actually have fake teeth.
I know.
Right, shall we move on?
Yep.
Next section of the podcast, ask each other some questions about each other.
I put this on my Instagram last night, just to get the depth of what I should ask you.
Right, okay.
I need to be proper. I didn't want to miss one.
Right, okay. Interested.
Okay. Now, obviously, we're both mank lads.
We are.
So you say.
What's that meant to me? So just a quick one. People genuinely think I put on my accent.
Oh, I get this all the time.
How can you keep up putting on an accent for 24/7?
I really don't know. But sometimes if I've got a video on TikTok or something, or YouTube or something, someone will comment it and say, why is he putting an accent on?
Yeah, it's mad. Just wanted to clear that up. We don't put our accents on. Cheers.
So, this is like the test, the mank test.
Right, okay.
Okay. Now, if you had a bag of Harry Balls.
Yeah.
To be fair, I wouldn't say it's the mank test because it just depends on your household, really, doesn't it? But... do you call Harry Balls sweets or toffees?
Sweets.
Really?
You don't call them toffees. Toffees are toffees its own thing. Like a brown caramel chewy thing.
Do you know what? Honestly, that's like an older woman thing.
What, toffee?
So I feel like, you call them toffees. But like in my house, if you're like, should we go shop and get some toffees?
Do you actually say that?
Yeah.
No, mine's always been sweets. And then fizzy drinks, what do you call fizzy drinks? Or do you call them fizzy drinks? Or whatever the name is?
I don't know.
I always used to say pop.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I was just joking. I was just joking.
Oh, my God.
You know me, I'm a bit of a joker.
No, you was being completely serious.
Yeah, pop, genuinely.
Really?
Yeah.
Fizzy pop?
You never used... No, I usually... Oh, mum, can you go and get me some pop?
No, you didn't. Oh my God, I feel like being sick everywhere. You can't say that as a mank.
Why not?
Go and get some pop. It's just a fizzy drink. I'll go shop and get a drink. Should go shop and get some toffees and some drinks. Fizzy drink.
No, I think you'd be...
house coat or
dressing gown, obviously. It's not
an
house coat.
Oh my God. I'm house coat.
So you're like, I don't know, you're a bit of a Tory side to Manchester.
No.
If you
say pop, that's Tory. That's like a posh thing.
I give you that.
Say sweeties. Like that's,
I don't
that's
say sweeties. I say sweets. Mum, can I get some pop and sweets? I used to get caramel nibbles. I used to run through.
You can tell. Sorry, mate, go on.
I used to run through, genuinely. So mum would finish work at about 10. Asda would be open till 11. She'd nip to Asda on the way home. I used to go for at least 2 litres of pop and... a full packet of caramel nibbles a night.
Honestly, I'm not arguing with you. Like, serious. It makes a lot of sense to me. But now you're doing well with your journey.
Thank you, yeah. No, I'm on a weight loss kick.
Yeah.
I've got a big match coming up in Qatar, so I want to look the part.
You've got a big match coming up, you say?
No, definitely didn't say that.
No, is it?
A big match.
Oh, sorry mate.
No, sorry.
Just usually hearing different stuff out your mouth. every time I tell you stream, you know it's cheat day, isn't it?
Listen, if things have got protein in, they've got protein in.
Okay.
Okay, next question. If you weren't a content creator, what would you be? You can't say musical artist.
Not if I can say this on camera.
What, star?
No, you do know that I'm very good in the bedroom, though.
How do I tighten this?
I don't know why I said you do know, because I hope you don't know. I don't know, you know.
Ooh. What was your dream before you were a YouTuber?
I wanted to be a boxer.
How long have you done boxing for? So we can go on.
Well, I don't anymore.
I've seen you do. You still do
a train. On then. But
have you ever actually had a boxing fight?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Nice.
I had like 9.
Oh, wow. Win them all, or?
Yeah, I lost my first fight, but only because I got disqualified. I was sick in the ring.
Yeah. Why were you sick in the ring?
Because my dad fed me a big Sunday dinner. Yeah. Before the fight.
That's smart.
And then my first fight was away in Liverpool. I think it was called like the Envy Club or something like that. Went in first round. I'll show you the videos after. I won the first 2 rounds.
Yeah.
Come back to my corner. The first round, I come back to my corner, went to throw up, nothing come out. Second round. And do you know what it was? My gum shield was knocking me sick even more in my mouth.
Why?
I don't know. It was just like something in your mouth. Like, I don't know if it was...
You could constantly feel it there in the back of your
throat. Yeah, it's knocking me sick thinking about it now. Like, yeah. Do you know something's just fucking choking you?
Yeah.
You know what it's like, something big in your mouth.
Yeah.
So then I come back, second round, threw up everywhere. I believe the rules have changed now, though. But then, come over. Have you been sick? It's all over the ring. And wiped it off, disqualified.
Could you not have just wiped the ring and cracked on?
I think that's what they do now. But I don't know what... Nah,
so the times have changed.
I think it was a safety thing, like, you've been sitting...
How old were you?
Might be something wrong with you. I was like 12 at the time.
Okay, first. Would you go back into boxing now?
Probably not. You don't have to get... You know what I mean? Paid to get punched in the head for a living.
Yeah, fair enough. But in terms of misfits, would you do it?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not really that interested.
Oh, right, okay.
I prefer just to watch and enjoy it.
Right.
I would, obviously, if the right thing came along. But, yeah, if I was going to go and do boxing, I'd have done it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear that.
I don't know.
Is there anyone out there... Oh, excuse me. Anyone out there?
Before you do that, we was talking about it, like, the whole seriousness of it. Misfits, what we were saying, it should just be a laugh and just people jump in and fight.
I think they've lost that now.
Yeah. Whereas if I was to go and do it, like, of boxing, so I was young, so what's the funny in that? I'm going to do fight someone who's never fought or...
Yeah, like. But again, it depends on how you look at it, because obviously I went to the recent Misfits, which was Misfits 20, and I enjoyed it. It was a good night, okay? But I also think some of them, it's kind of lost the sort of humour of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you do or die now. Mm-hmm. And I just think sometimes you need to get some people in there that aren't do or die. So it's like... the Gavinio, if you know who he is, Shadrach. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, his fight was a fun fight because obviously he got battered.
And the little T and little T and Afghan amazing. Dan.
But again, like the Adam Brooks who at Gavinio fought. You know what I mean, no one's watching that for him personally. From my opinion, anyway, mm-hmm. I think he's a good guy. Yeah. But I'd watch it for Gavinio.
And you could tell he could box.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a little bit about him.
And I know, I completely agree with you. Like, if you're going to go and take it serious, go and be a boxer. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But maybe they don't because the money's not the same.
Exactly, it's not. It's really not. And it's a sad thing because there's boxers that I grew up with that are fucking national champions, everything.
Is it?
Yeah. And, like, they'll fight now and they're not, you don't get paid from your skill. Do you know what I mean? You get paid from how many people you can bring to the boxing.
Yeah, it is. It's how many tickets you sell. Because I remember there was someone I spoke to, apparently the promoter takes 40%, then the coach takes 20%, so then they're only left with 40%.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like, it's probably not worth it in the long run. Yeah, exactly. Tax as well.
So yeah, it's not very good. Who would you fight if you had to fight someone?
Who would I fight?
I seen the whole Mashtag thing the other day.
Yeah, I think Mashtag would be good. And I think... The way we go around it is we max ourselves 2 weeks training. So you don't get much training in 2 weeks. If Mashtag wanted to wear a head guard, right? Take the health and safety a bit serious. Because obviously I'm not blind to it. Want it to the back of the head and it can absolutely do you in.
Yeah, bad.
Head guards if needed. Me versus Mashtag and just put on a good show. Hopefully.
Hilarious. That's what, for me, that's what it should be about. Just people not taking it too serious, having a laugh, jumping in. And, yeah.
Because I think there's so many facts.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fights out there, like you could have Burnt Chip versus Cal Freezer.
Oh yeah, that'd be
stuff
amazing.
Like that. Do you know what I mean?
Surely they wouldn't be in the same weight class though, because Carl's a lot taller than.
Yeah, but Chip's putting the pounds on.
Oh, really?
His missus has been cooking for him. She does all the TikToks. She's all over it. Every time I go on there, I'm scrolling. She's got a new meal.
That would also be. It might make it fun. Cause it is just a laugh, but when you're good mates, it'd probably be a bit harder. Yeah.
Next question. A lot of people have been asking this question, and I think it's best for you to just clear it up. Is your relationship fake?
Do you know what? It's mad. We was on the train yesterday and someone put it on one of the questions, like, is this a publicity stunt?
Yeah.
Like, why am I? I probably lost followers saying I had a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, why am I even going to do that? But it's not a publicity stunt. I'm very much got a girlfriend, my first ever girlfriend.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
Congratulations.
I'm actually very happy.
Good. I hope you are, and I hope it lasts forever. Just in terms of your style of play, though, now you've got a girlfriend, are we going to see an Ander Herrera job on Eden Hazard like Danny's done to 10, a man marking?
He's man marked as well.
Man marked, unbelievable. She's not had a touch of the ball for a year.
No, she hasn't.
Do you know what I mean? It's fantastic man marking from Danny.
Alex Ferguson should have subbed him on against Barcelona.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So what's your style of play?
I'm less on the man marking. I'm with the trusting our team's ability. Do you know what I mean?
Just seeing how the game plans out and then go from there.
Trusting my team's ability and, you know, I think we can get the job done.
So there's not going to be no reckless challenges diving in?
No. I'll take a 1-0.
You take a 1-0, take it to the corner?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So if you are watching ever, you're probably not getting proposed till you're about 34.
Nah, I just believe, by the way, I'm buzzing for them and I think they've, do you know what I mean? Good luck smashing it. Me personally, they just obviously knowing it, like, that everything is fine. But not saying I don't, but I mean, personally, I would want to wait it out.
Yeah, wait a bit longer.
Yeah, because I don't think I would fully know someone for, like, don't know. Like, you don't see how you react in situations.
Until you're out that situation.
You know what do you think? Would you?
Would I what?
If you had a girlfriend now, would you propose?
Not right now, no. And I definitely sign a prenup.
Would you?
Yeah. Just because there's some people out there that I've had histories with. Not me personally, but I've heard stories. And I look at Ant and Deck.
All right, okay.
Ant, I think it was Ant, yeah. Split with his wife, bless him. And she took a lot of money. Pep Guardiola, I believe he's worth 139 million, I read. And if he hasn't signed a prenup, that's an expensive divorce, put it that way.
Who's the footballer who put it on his mum's name? Did you hear about it?
I've not heard about that. Tell me.
So, I can't remember what footballer it was. But he had a feeling that his wife was with him for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And he transferred all his... I feel like it was like Rodri or something.
Right, okay. Like, that does ring a bell, Rodri.
I can't remember exactly who it was.
I do know what you're on about now. It does ring a bell. It might have been Rodri.
Yeah, and he put every one of his possessions
into his
mum's name. And then his wife divorced him, tried to appeal it, and then they've come back and said he don't own anything, don't have anything.
Yeah, I rate that. It's smart.
Every one of his wages got paid into his mum's bank as well.
Yeah, his mum's all right then, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's doing all right.
So the real winner,
so really, the real Ballon d'Or winner is his mum.
So basically, have a kid.
Yeah, have a kid, basically.
And teach him how to play football. Oh, it was Hakimi. It was Hakimi. Hakimi, that's who it was.
Yeah, there you go. But everything to his mum's name, and then he's got away with everything. Mm-hmm. But speaking of mums, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Right. Who would win in a fight? Mm-hmm. An elephant or a hippo? Not a hippo. An elephant or your mum?
Or my mum?
Yeah.
So basically, who would win in a fight? My mum or your mum, basically? Is that what you're saying?
No, because my mum's not an elephant, but your mum is a hippo. No, she's not really. She's not. She's just really ugly.
Do you know what? When you met my mum, you bottled it.
I didn't bottle it at all. I took her in the changing room for dinner. Where's the bottle
there? Bottled it. Yo, listen, he absolutely bottled it. When you met my mum, you said, oh my God, listen, I'm so sorry.
Well, I've got clear the air, Anna. She's got connections, your mum.
When I seen your mum.
She's got connections.
When I seen your mum, a spat in the face.
You did not at all. Have you actually ever met my mum? At the Everton game?
Oh, I don't actually believe it.
You don't matter though, did you?
We speak virtually though.
Oh, do you now? On what?
No, genuinely, like genuinely we do.
Yeah, on what?
In a politeful way, Instagram.
Mum, I've said this, she messages H as well and pops up on his story sometimes. Yeah. I stop messaging him because you give him armour to fight with.
No, but we do though. She always wishes me well and she's very supportive.
Is she now? Well, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Dirty. Stop sending men nudes as well. I don't really like the red pants. Do you know what I mean? The black ones is better.
Oh.
Sorry, mate.
No, it's all right.
Ooh. Oh, here's one. Speaking of your love life.
Go on.
So, do you know the whole KCJ drama?
Here we go again, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying what the.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
What I hear, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, genuinely, man to man, you know, it's only me and you in here.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like, oh, this could be something?
No.
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 Why?
Never in a million years.
Why?
Well, let's not say the obvious. She's out of my league.
No, don't say that.
No,
mate.
Come
don't
on. Say that, I'm mate. Just a fucking fat, ugly
no,
ginger
mate,
bastard.
Don't say that.
Well, I am, man.
No, you're gorgeous, mate.
Oh, I know. Some get people it off your don't mother. See it.
Nah.
Get it off my mother.
But my mum won't say she's ugly, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't.
No, but like.
No, I didn't think it was ever going somewhere. It was just one of those of I went in on Locked In for that episode. And I'd obviously said on my streams previously that she's stunning. Mm-hmm. She is stunning. We don't need to beat around the bush. She might not be able to comment on this. But she is aesthetically pleasing.
Okay.
Right? And then obviously I went and Locked In. And then what I noticed was TikTok make it things before it's even a thing.
Right, okay.
Like without your knowledge, you and Ever were together 2 weeks before.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Which could also ruin it for you because you're offside. They've made the run earlier.
They have.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know
that's very true.
Exactly.
And speaking of offsides, just for anyone who's watching. Oh.
That's how much you value my relationship.
Sorry. I have actually got my whistle, my red card, and I did just drop my yellow card. Oh, can I get it? There we go. I'm a yellow card. So if we ever get guests on and they say some stuff that's outrageous.
He's not going to have it.
I won't have it.
Won't
you
have
won't
it.
Have it. No one's having it. Right. And worst case scenario, they leave.
If you're going to have it, we'll have it right.
Won't exactly. We? Exactly.
Would say.
Well, in HP, that's a good guest.
Oh, that'd be a very good guest.
If he's got time
guest.
For us these days, you know what he's like. Mm-hmm. There's no money involved, he's not interested.
Exactly, mate. Fucking horrible these days. But anyway, just to finish that up. So, if she was to say, you know, Ginger, should we go on a date? Would you have went?
No, to be honest.
No.
And people will find it hard to believe that.
Okay.
Right.
So you would have turned her down?
No, because she would never ask me for the date.
There's the title of the video.
I mean, you need to turn it down, KCJ, brilliant. No, it's just more of the fact of I'm not stupid and I'm smart,
okay.
Which is, I didn't have to clarify, I'm smart, to be honest. It's just more of the fact of I'm in Manchester, she's down south. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And
not in for a bit of enjoyment, you know, short term.
No, because I'm not a boy like you, Taze.
Whoa.
And I've heard the stories. I've heard everything. I won't say it on the mic, but let's just say you're a dirty b***h.
Whoa!
Right.
I am not. I am
and why
not.
Why aren't you?
What?
Because you've...
Literally got a girlfriend.
There we go. Nice. I like that. But no, I probably wouldn't have just because of the fact of down south Manchester. I would never move out of Manchester. Would you ever move out of Manchester?
Never in my life.
I've said it once. It's a shithole.
It is.
I can't stand London. And with greatest respect, I can't stand a lot of the people.
Yeah, why? I just want to talk about this. Sorry to like Londoners, because you, but you'll probably agree with me. Like, why is everyone rude?
Everyone's rude, ignorant, in a rush. I smiled at four people on the way here.
No way would you do
and
it.
That was literally just when I got out of the cab.
No way, didn't smile back.
Didn't smile back. In Manchester, say hello, shake their hand. How are you doing? Good morning.
Exactly. Do you know if you hold the door for someone?
Yeah.
No way they're saying thank
no
you.
No chance.
No way.
No,
you
thank
may as well drop your manners.
Honest to God, it's horrendous. Yeah. It's absolutely horrendous.
Which in Manchester, you could, like you say, you could literally walk down the road, you see an older woman. Are you all right, love? You're
like, hello, are you okay? Like when we came to Manchester that time and the old lady was struggling on the train and we helped her.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Imagine that was in London.
No way.
She'd still be on the train.
Exactly. They would
She'd still be on the train.
They would have kicked her. It's fucking bad, isn't it? Just to lean on the girl topic.
Oh, right, okay, back to me, yeah.
Because obviously, I'm just waiting for your frame.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Been seeing a lot of things with you and Lauren Alexis.
Yeah. Yeah, we got.
Oh.
No, we just talk, we speak, that's all, about mainly about content, not that sort of content.
Oh, you've been helping her out with content?
Yeah, a little bit, a few camera angles here and there.
Really? Are you filming it or?
No, I'm kind of directing it.
Oh, really? But are you participating, but just not?
No, there's no participation. No, we don't do that, none of that.
No,
basically, we get on.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good sense of humor, each and all that. But she was actually down for the Misfits fight. So
you want a fighter?
No, I don't want a fighter. Right, there's your next title.
She was down to fight Lauren.
No. She was at Misfits, and she came up. This was near the end, right? So obviously everyone's already on the way home or whatever. She come up to me, say hello, blah blah blah.
Did you take and her home?
Pardon?
Did you take her home?
Let me get there.
Sorry, mate.
I'm trying to have a conversation with her.
Sorry.
Right, I'm trying to have a conversation, and I'm getting constantly interrupted. So it's like, oh, geez, can you get a photo? Yeah, of course you can. And she stood there.
Must be bloody hard being you. No way was people my even asking for a photo.
No, but I'm saying I couldn't drop my game because I was getting cock blocked by about six lads.
Do you remember when you dropped your game on Chloe?
Chloe Burrows? Talk us through how that went, because that was unbelievable.
So listen, I'll be honest, I doubted you.
Well, a lot of people do.
I thought, there's no way he has game. I've heard you talk about it, but I've never seen it live in the flesh. And oh my God.
It were good, weren't it?
Wow. It honestly, you're gonna think I'm just saying it, right?
Can you remember what I said?
Yeah.
Take it away.
I I'm not just saying it, right? But you did remind me of your mother in ways, like you was forward, and you know you knew what you want, and my God, does she know what she wants? So what was the exact thing that you said? I know she come over.
We played a Fortnite tournament.
Yeah.
And she came over. And she went, I'll do a voice.
Okay.
Aye, aye, Ginge.
That was, oh my, oh no,
honestly, it's good.
I thought she was sat there for a minute.
So she's gone, like, 3, 2, 1. Oh, yes, you're right, James. Where did you come? And I've gone, well, it depends on you, don't it, really? And it's that sort of game there, hardcore game. And it happened at Misfits as well. Someone came up to me, some Irish girl. No idea who she was, right? Hi, Ginge. Are your pubes really ginger? Because I find you're attractive. And I went, you can find out later, can't you, love? And I fuck off.
I've seen this on TikTok.
Do you know what I mean? That sort of quick sort exactly. of game. But I must admit, there was a bit of an awkward 10 seconds there because she stood there staring at me.
Did she?
And that's not on the live stream. No, so I'm looking directly forward whilst I've got my live stream on. I've just said that to her and she stood there staring at me and I've gone, go on.
That wasn't a part of the fun, was it?
No, it weren't. Normally when that happens, right, they crack on and all over you.
Yeah.
Or they walk away. And she was kind of in the middle.
This is what I think of you, though.
Oh, right, here we go.
So... So I think you're a playmaker. You've got them in you. You're witty. You're quick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But are you a striker?
I must admit, I am. I'm a goal scorer.
Are you?
I'm a goal scorer.
No way you're a goal scorer.
I am. I'm trying to think of some strikers I'd compare myself to.
Suarez?
No, definitely not Suarez. I'd go Harry Kane.
Really?
Yeah. I'm clinical when it comes
no
to
way
it.
No way.
I'm clinical when it comes to it. But I'm also, I've got a great way to pass on me. I can slide someone else in if needs be. I'm not all about me. I'm about the team. And if the team's winning, that's happy. I'm happy with
that. Would you take one for the team?
I don't know what sort of way you mean that. What do you mean, would I take one?
Would you ever take one for the team?
It depends what the team is gaining. If the team's gaining the equivalent of a Champions League, right? If you're asking me, would I take one for United to win the Champions League or Premier League, I'll get in doggy now.
No. Whoa. I'm not asking you to get in doggy.
Oh, what are you asking?
I'm saying, if... Your friend, I was going to use me for example, I can't. So
Fredda, you know Fredda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so let's say Fredda.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say Fredda is talking to an absolute 10-10.
Yeah.
Right? She got a friend. Not as much your type.
Right, okay.
Not the nicest.
You're going off the classic opinion. Meme of the best friend is never the best looking or whatever.
Yeah. So, right, okay. Someone that you wouldn't find physically attractive, okay?
Right, okay, so someone that looks a bit like your mum. What? Wouldn't date her, but it's bangable.
my mother?
Yeah, go on, crack on. So go on, Freddie's...
Sorry, mate, I was just a bit threw back by that.
So is your mum. I'm joking, I don't throw her around, I don't. Let's crack up. No, let's move on from mums because I think if we're going to do
fragile.
A podcast, pardon?
She's fragile.
Well, she will be at the age of 56.
She's actually 43.
And you honestly wouldn't even think it. She's very good looking for her age.
Thanks.
Honestly, God. And you're actually quite good looking for your age.
What do you mean for my age?
Yeah, you are only 21, aren't you? Or 22.
22, no.
When's your
Stop
birthday?
Stop looking in my eyes like that.
Sorry. I can't help it. I just cannot help it.
You just drop game whenever, don't you?
I do.
So anyway, Fred Air got a 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Other one, not so much. Okay. For him, in order to, get this girl,
yep.
You've got to get with this other one. Are you going to do it? Are you going to get
I always look at this sort of analogy because it's one that pops up on social media a lot. And I think sometimes you don't have to take the bullet. You can stop them firing the gun. And what I mean by that is just, they're holding the gun, right? They're about to pull the trigger and just tell them no. Talk to them, get them, talk them down, put the gun down. I'll take a friend away, leave them to it, and I'll just talk to her. I'll get to know her, right? And then I'll get her an Uber, make sure she gets home safe. That's all it is.
No, but there's the classic, I can't leave my friend.
I can't leave my friend.
Do you know what I mean? Because if you think...
I know where you're going with this,
If two girls have come out, they're not just going to leave each other. That would be dangerous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay,
I
hear
just
that.
Leave each other. So, and also, if you're just talking, there's also an element that this girl will feel bored, right? Because of...
Oh, I feel sorry for anyone watching and listening to this.
No, I mean because a friend is getting, chatted up.
Yeah.
And then she's not...
No, but
sometimes
you chat to
a friend can try and ruin it.
Yeah, that's true. To answer it quickly, I'm not taking a bullet like that.
Not?
No, I'm not because I don't have to do that.
I respect it.
I wouldn't. Would you take the bullet?
No, never.
Exactly. So I'm not taking no bullet whatsoever.
Don't take the bullet, basically.
Right, moving on. Do you shower?
Do I shower?
Yeah.
I bloody hope so.
Well, hope and do are two different things. Do you shower?
Yeah, I've got, I don't know about you because you're ginger as fuck, but... I'm brunette. Well, am I?
I'd say I wouldn't say brunette. I'd just say black.
Come on, mate.
You want me cards?
Come on, mate.
What? Yeah.
Come on, mate. I have some fucking decorum. You know where I'm from, and you've got to say I'm black.
Oh, we've not told it. Yeah, so obviously we started the podcast off with where you were born, and not born, sorry, where you grew up. Mm-hmm. But speak to us about where you were born.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Nice. Whereabouts in Jamaica, sorry?
Near the palm trees. Yeah, that's where I did reside. So then you saying things like that, it's just
no,
like,
I meant for the audio listeners, actually, because that could be bad. We were on about his hair, just to clarify.
Okay. Oh yeah, sorry, mate.
Nothing else.
Yeah, so if I ever even left the house without a shower,
yeah,
my hair is like cardboard.
Opposite to Luke Pingu then, and he is greaser.
Yeah.
Very greaser.
So I have to have...
What do you say your estimated time in the shower is every day?
Oh,
every other day, whatever.
It depends if it's cold, because sometimes I like to just stand there.
Yeah, and just to get your body heated up again.
I like being warm. But yeah, I have to get a shower before in the morning.
Yeah.
I have to also get a shower before I get in bed.
So you have two a day?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wash your hair both times?
I do, and it's bad and all.
There's a conspiracy that you shouldn't wash your hair every day.
I know. Genuinely, I've heard that, and you shouldn't. But I don't know, if I'm just in the shower, I think I'll go on then.
Yeah, I suppose. But it depends what you've done in the day as well. If you've been running around and playing sport, because you like paddle.
Yeah, you won't have. I do like paddle. We're yet to have a game, aren't we? Of paddle.
We are, yeah. And you play paddle with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably actually a better player than you.
No, genuinely is.
He is. He's very...
The time you watched, I don't even think it was a good representation, because we were playing some shit people.
Yeah, you were. You're playing Bandung, and they're awful.
And if you play shit when you play shit people.
You do. You come down to their sort of level, don't you? And it's not on.
My dad's actually really good at paddle.
Yes, he's very composed.
Mm-hmm.
So, next question.
What do you actually think made you famous?
One thing I'd say, I wouldn't say I'm famous.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think any content creator is famous, word, right? Yeah. I don't like the word, but I think...
What made you known or...
Known in the space, or popular, whatever you want to say. It could be anything from my good looks to my charisma, to my sense of humour.
There is that.
To...
That's probably why I've got none. I'm just fat. I'm just weird.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
Nah, no one likes me.
I know. There's a lot of things, isn't there, really? But no, to be honest, what it would be is my Twitch chat. Because without them, and I say this in two ways... I always say without them, I wouldn't be anywhere, mm-hmm. which is 100% true. And I also say it, and a shout out to one of my mods, Jake Ginge, because he was one of the first ones to ever start doing it. And when I started playing GTA races on stream, he used to clip it and put it on TikTok. Okay. And then everyone else used to clip it. And then I heard people that were making, this is extraordinary, by the way, genuinely $5,000 to $10,000 a month.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Off clips of me on stream.
Should have got 20%.
I should have got 50% of the greatest respect.
I know.
Right. But I said, do you know what? If you, as long as you're smart with the money, you don't go blow it on a night out. If you make $5,000 off clips of me, put it in a bank, let it get interest. And then by the time you're 25, you might have some money to put towards an house deposit, right? Just be smart with it. So yeah, he started doing it. Then loads of other people started doing it. And then it's continued since then, to be honest. And them clips helped, obviously, your awareness grow, et cetera, et cetera. And then they, I saw it, I think, when I first started seeing the clips, it was, I averaged 1K one day. Then the next day it was 2 to 3. Then the next day it was 5 to 6. Then it was 8. And then I think my first, it was after Big Brother Clubs, and our Zerkig was the first like huge name to come in my chat. And it was like, oh, I wish you'd piss off. I keep seeing you on my TikTok and all that. And I was like, wow, that's mad. The fact of, you know what I mean? Zerkig's come in. So that was mad. And I also, that was kind of an instinct of, okay, I'm getting my name out there. And then obviously Simon invited me to the charity match, which again, I would definitely put there as best day of my life.
That was on stream as well, innit?
Yeah, on stream, which was just mad. And then, yeah, I remember my first stream back after the Sidemen charity match, averaged, I think, 12 to 16K, which is just outrageous. Then Girth and Turf, and then I averaged at around 10K now, which is just absolutely ridiculous, which is just mad. What about you?
Yeah, it was mad, all that. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you,
you
mate,
deserve
thank
every you. Bit of it, honestly. Okay, there was different things for me. So the first thing was what your ting's my ting on TikTok.
Yep.
A clip of me and my brother. Like,
I remember that clip, yeah.
Like, doing the rap. It sounded like 30-odd million views just on TikTok.
Yeah.
It went crazy. So that was like the first initial...
But is that a clip that spike. Was that your first big clip?
Well, not... Yeah, not big clip. Like, there was ones that got like a couple million.
Yeah, but that's
this
big,
one like was
one.
Them like yeah. a big. Big
and what
spike.
What would you say your following was like around that clip time?
Oh, I can't remember exactly, but I know I gained like on TikTok wise, I gained like 200,000
oh,
followers
wow, nice.
Off it.
Jesus,
like it
nice.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
So then that was like a boost to keep on making music, and I started making content. I started...
What sort of content?
YouTube videos.
Nice.
Started doing little YouTube videos. And then I started going out, like, on asking questions on the street. Like,
okay, nice.
Things.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
they
yeah.
was doing well. But I didn't want to be that style of content creator. So I was like, no. So I kept making my music. And then I tried to, help utilize the people around you into your videos to try and...
Yeah, of course,
there's no point...
Grow together, I hear that, yeah. Of course, you go together, you help each other out.
So, yeah, and then started doing YouTube videos with them.
What names?
Like, obviously H helped me, like, massively.
Yeah.
Like, he helped just with everything anyway, because if I ever released a song,
yeah, he's a good person to have, especially in the music bit.
Yeah, always. And it's mad, because... I suppose you know this anyway, from like round where we're from, you wouldn't ever expect anything like that to happen. That's just like a myth.
No, 100%, I hear that.
But then when you've seen him blow up firsthand from when we was young, like,
yeah, of course.
That to happen. That
and
was
the thing
nuts.
I love about H is you can tell he's a proper mate. He'll just be honest about anything.
Exactly.
If you had a song and it was shit, he'd say,
yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you, mate. That's shit.
1,000,000%.
Right, and that's what I love about him.
I send him everything anyway. But, yeah, I remember when we made my first song and we showed
What was
it.
Your first song?
It was called, like, Excuse Me, but I could not listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've not heard that one. That's
I could not. I couldn't listen to that now. Oh, my God.
What? Is it that bad?
Oh, it's awful.
But, do you listen to your ones now?
No.
Oh, God.
To be honest, by the time a song comes out, I'm sick of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you've had to hear it that many times, record it, etc.
But, yeah, what was I saying? Where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So when I was going to show him my first ever song, I was like young. I was just still in school. And he was like, I don't know if I want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? He was like, because if it's shit, I'm going to have to tell you.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, we'll leave it then. But I showed him and he was like, yeah, sick. Like, we'll get it out. So, yeah, it was good just to have that belief that it can happen in front of you. Then obviously when I'm doing it, he's always supporting it. So yeah, I don't know, and then started releasing stuff. Then obviously Girth and Turf,
that
helped.
That was the first time I'd come across you.
Yeah.
Girth and Turf.
That helped grow my profile massively.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, mate.
No, I'm joking. You did it yourself because if you weren't interested and funny, no one would be interested.
Now, of course,
look at Chazza.
But now, obviously, if I didn't have that platform, it wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah, but again, that just comes down to. everyone growing together. Mm-hmm. Me and Philly created Girth and Turf. Then I think on the first night I was going around. I think I rang Philly and I went, I've got an idea. Let's create a pro clubs team with content creators because I know it's going to bang, right? Didn't think it'd bang as much as it did, but I knew it'd be unbelievable. So then I reached out to Chaz. I reached out to, who was there on the first night? I know Philly sorted UNH. I sorted Chaz. Hines was begging it. Hines got in because he begged it. And then I'm trying to think, Goldbridge. I got Goldbridge in.
He won the first night, was it?
He weren't on the first night, but I got him in on the second, I think. Yeah. But I think for the first night, it was me, you, excuse me, Philly, Chazza, Hines.
And H.
And H, Essex. So then that was the first one. And then
Was Aaron Hunt in the first
one? Aaron Hunt was in the first one, yeah, Mustafa. No, because he was Anfield Agenda, first of all. Do you remember that?
What?
His first pro was Anfield Agenda.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I said, don't give him that Tartar's base. Go. And then he created his own one, Mustafa Crap.
Do you remember my mic?
Oh my God, your mic was awful, yeah.
I didn't even have a streaming setup.
I know. It's, Jesus. You might as well not now because you don't stream. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but I'm always in London now, so it's hard. But when I need to back
on. You need to be consistent.
But yeah, you inspired me to get a streaming setup.
Okay,
so
nice.
So thank you for that, mate.
No, it's all good.
And it went from there, then obviously walked in.
Yeah, no, came. Yeah, because it was all the same year. Yeah, it was all last year, weren't it? Girth and Turf and locked in. Yeah, mad. I was locked in.
Locked in was, do you know what? I was dreading it at first because I thought, it's like 2 weeks.
That's the thing that'd get me. That's the thing that'd get me.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't mind inside because it was only a week. 2 weeks, I'm head against the wall.
Yeah, it was like, to be honest, the last like 4 days in my head, I was like, I do not give one if I get voted out now.
At first,
I was just like, I don't want to be the first one to go.
Of course, yeah. Who was the first?
Shalen.
Yeah.
I believe.
No one's asked.
Don't be like that.
do you want to know something funny? And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way because I can tell Shalen's really nice, right? But I'll say it anyway. Sam rang me after the first episode. I went, what do you think of it? I went, oh yeah, he was talking about America. I went, what do you think about Shalen? I went, who? He went, Shalen. I went, who the f*** Shalen? Because her personality just wasn't outgoing enough to catch attention straight away.
Yeah.
But you could tell watching it once she picked up on it, really nice and genuine girl.
And it's mad because I seen a TikTok of her yesterday and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was some TikToks she made. And I was like, she didn't get to showcase that in the house.
Exactly.
And I think even with like the boys, like she was the nicest person ever. But like with the boys, she wasn't as outgoing and talkative. But like Heather said, in like the girls' room, she'd be like
dead outgoing.
And, like, outgoing.
But again, it comes down to the viewers only see and can only vote on what they see.
So
it's up to whoever edits it and everything like that. They manipulate it how they want.
Exactly.
Like they manipulated the whole season for you and Heather, right?
I'll take it.
Right, and that's what even like Michael have come out and said after it, haven't they? That they weren't happy with it or whatever, right? But it's done you a favour, so.
Exactly.
Is that what I mean? No complaining.
Which is the thing with that, like, obviously I would be like fuming as well if like I didn't feel like I got as much airtime.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I wouldn't complain about it. I'd be buzzing for whoever it was.
You've been part of it. And let's not beat around the bush. Everyone's been paid to go in.
Exactly.
So they've all gained something from it anyway.
And it's like, people use their opportunity differently. Like everyone's been given the same opportunity of these many people watching you go into the house, basically go and create content.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I'd been in the house before, I'd spoke to you and I can't remember. I told you how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was you create content or you ain't going to get airtime. Exactly. So you go, it's as simple as that. That's all it is going to be. And the creating content sort of comes into it anyway, because you're so bored.
Yeah,
so exactly. You have to think of things to do.
Like loads of it. Like the actual this was a part of it though. Like we was actually creating loads of content throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I can't complain about this though, but because the whole audience like shipped the whole me and Heather thing before it happened.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111 and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up.
so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This was already a thing.
Of course.
So then, I remember like Danny coming in and he said to us, like, oh, Taser's getting all the airtime. But then to me, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, because you don't know what's going on outside.
No, you don't.
I genuinely thought, like, I'm sat there, set days, thinking, there was like other times where people being loud and stuff like that. And I'm not like a mad, loud, like, energy. Yeah, I'll have a laugh and like.
Yeah, of course. If the vibes are, the vibes are, yeah, but you don't force
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Like, I'm not very loud. So there were set times where I'm thinking, I'm not doing anything today. Like, yeah. I'm just like, but I thought, do you know what? I'm not even forcing it. Whatever, but then obviously with that whole situation, they were still pushing it. So yeah, I can't really moan.
No, you can't. It is what it is. If they didn't get enough airtime, you're boring. I mean, that's how it gets dealt with.
Yeah, but no, I did enjoy it. It was good. Did you enjoy inside?
Yeah, no, I loved inside. And the thing I loved about inside was locked in is an hour episodes and that's it. Inside is you've got an hour on YouTube and you've got Side Plus, which is more, mm-hmm. right? But have you watched all the episodes back of Locked In?
No, I watched from the day I got out. I didn't go back and watch
it. Right, okay. So I'd watched obviously all the inside because it's pre-recorded mm-hmm. on the stream.
Yeah.
And I can genuinely say, hand on heart, everything they shown in the videos was what happened. They didn't manipulate it. They didn't change anything. They didn't focus on anything. Yeah. It was literally just a whole day. And I would love to do it again.
It was not like storylines, was it?
It was just content galore.
Yeah,
I remember when I chose to get the ticket and come out, I remember it was, I said, how are you going to do it? Because having been in there with Specs and Phantom and everyone else, I just knew the content was gold. I said, how are you going to put all this into a video?
Yeah.
You went, that's what we're struggling with. Like, honestly, God, I'd say for the 24 hours of the day, at least 17 hours was just gold. Like, honest to God, it was just...
I enjoyed your little speech before you took your ticket.
The ticket. Did you enjoy that?
It was inspiring. it was very inspiring. Was you getting mad at any point when people were spending the money?
No, because the way I look at it is I've gone in with fuck all, and if I come out with fuck all, I've just spent a week. I get the publicity from the videos anyway. I'm happy. I've been part of this first ever season of the Sidemen. Like, obviously, it's mad. And it's also, I look at it and I think, these are the people I've grown up watching. Like, these are my genuine childhood inspirations, heroes. And I've been part of the first season of this thing that's going to go unbelievably. And I was just so happy to be there. And obviously, build relationships. Like, now I'm good mates with Phantom. Specs I'm good mates with, stuff like that. And Castillo. People, for some reason, thought I hated him.
Really?
Yeah. But obviously, he played the villain arc. And it was funny. It was hilarious. Obviously, when I'm watching it back and I'm seeing he's just grabbed a can of Fanta and I've walked in and he's put it in his pocket and gone, oh, and I'll just... Yeah, I'm thinking, you sneaky little... But again, I look at it now and I think it's class because he gained so much from that.
Yeah.
It's just, you've all got to play your part when you go in there. And obviously season 2 has been recorded. I don't know any of the cast. There's obviously rumours that have gone around.
Now,
so
there was like a leaked video of like the whole party.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Right, well, we won't say anything.
Yeah.
But from the leaked cast of what we've saw, it's not been confirmed anything. It should be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And season 2, I mean, season 1 was very big. I think it's only going to get bigger. And I can't wait, to be honest. I genuinely can't wait.
Was like a big change in your following from it?
Yes and no. In terms of, I definitely gained from it. I'm not going to be an idiot. Yeah. And I think Well, no, just to sum it up, yeah. People, obviously, it spread awareness, et cetera. And then, obviously, it's going to go on Netflix.
Yeah.
So that'll help as well. And it's just crazy to think I'm going to be on Netflix.
Oh, is season one going on Netflix?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, effectively, I'm an actor.
You are, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just mad.
It's mad. Yeah, that is absolutely nuts.
But for season two, who would you want to see on there?
Oh. Who would I want to see on there?
I think you've excluded yourself now because you went unlocked in, so I don't think that can happen.
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to anyway. don't know, who would you say?
Who would I say? I want people on there that's going to cause controversy because that's good to watch.
Yep.
Nigel Farage.
Nigel, the politician?
Yep.
You want him to go on his head?
People are going to watch it.
They would watch it.
Do you know what I mean?
He went on Amazon Netflix now, isn't it?
Exactly.
So it's been, like, commercialized.
But no, if we're going to be realistic, he won't go on it. So it's a tough one because I've seen the rumours. So you get the rumour, one of the rumours was that Dylan Page, which is the news guy off TikTok.
Okay, yeah, see
right?
that, yeah.
I think he'd be good on there because obviously we only see him when he does news. So we get to see the real him.
Yeah.
And then you want someone like a Manrika, very outgoing.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed online, in I don't know if you've noticed the same thing, but girls that have a lot of energy get hated on.
They do.
Manrika.
They do.
Madam Joyce.
America.
Okay, the Madam Joyce one, I might have a part to play in that because I did lob a crumpet at her head, right? Yeah. But before I went in, I could tell she was getting stick and America unlocked in. So girls that go in with a massive vibe and energy, they get hated on a lot, right? That's just what happens in the public. I can't really change
that. It's mad that, innit, actually? Because if a boy had all that energy, they wouldn't get the hate, innit?
Yeah, it's a weird one. Scouse Marley has that sort of energy. Mm-hmm. He was liked and he got a little bit of shit anyway.
Yeah.
Thomason as well was good. Yeah. But young, for season two, I think George Clarke, he'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
AB, obviously it's already been filmed, so I don't think AB's in it, but that he would be a very good one.
AB would be great in there.
AB would be class, he's hilarious.
Your family. Is that a good impression?
No, not really. And then I think from a girl's point of view, Chloe Burrell, oh no, she was in the first one, never mind. Tennessee would be good. She obviously won't, because she's pregnant now. Yeah. Tennessee would be a great one in there because she's got that attitude about her. She was also unlocked in, actually, yeah.
Would you think they would mind about that?
Probably not. It was a couple of years ago now. Eight should be good. But
eight should be very good.
Get your money off that one, Sidemen. Jesus Christ.
Anyone come to
your
head? It is a hard one. There's so many like creators.
There's so many good ones as well that we don't even know that we've not come across.
I'd just love to see, you know what? Someone like... I know he's just been like pie face. I just love watching Aaron Hunt.
Aaron Hunt, unbelievable. Hunt would be amazing. The thing is with Aaron, he's just unfiltered.
He says what he would, but it would be like if you was the producers.
Oh, you'd be blurring on it. Pins, you'd be blurring it. I mean, the Americans went mad because of what Steven said about the COVID.
Yeah.
That if Aaron was in there, you wouldn't need Nigel Farage. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, he'd be class. I think Hines. It'd be funny.
Hines would be good. Oh my God.
The thing is with Hines, he is just hilarious and he just constantly talks shit. So it'd be funny. Very, very funny. Another question from Instagram. Okay. Why do you support Man City?
Ooh. Do you want to know why? There was actually like a pivotal point.
Was it now?
Yeah. Okay. Because I think I was like 5 years old, right? And obviously, you don't really know what's going on. I was like mad young. I remember crossing the road. Like, I remember it in my head. And like everyone supported United.
Yeah.
Everyone. Like my other granddad supported City, but my granddad was a United fan. All my cousins was United fans. United was winning every single game. Like it was winning every league. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was like
Sir
Alex Ferguson just bossing everything. And I was a bit of like a weirdo. I was like, everyone does that. I want to do the opposite.
Okay, first.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in Manchester, especially at that time, it was whole like United.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be a bit different. And also, growing up in like Newton Heath.
Yeah.
There, like when I was coming up, my other nana's side, when my granddad supported City, they was all City fans. So I'm also now getting introduced to all of these Newton Heathers who were all like City fans. So yeah, it like, came from there. It was like I was trying to be like the odd one out.
Okay, fair enough. Understandable.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear that.
How'd you become a United fan?
If I'm being totally honest, my favourite colour was red as a kid. And I went with Man United. And then it's not until you grow up that I develop and understand how much I love mm-hmm. and would die for this club. And I just, there's nothing in the world that would ever stop me supporting it. Oh. I absolutely love and die it.
It is nice, the passion you have for him.
Thank you. It I appreciate nice. That. And one thing I never thought I'd do is cry at football. And that's what I did when we won the FA
did,
Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried.
Why was it just...
I think there's emotions of coming out of inside. Mm-hmm. I spent a weekend. And then obviously, finally getting justice for football because are you cheating bastards?
Whoa. Not yet. You can't put us down for that, mate.
I've not put you down. I'm just letting you know.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Ooh. Next question. You got a question off Instagram for me?
Why are you so angry?
So the thing is with this angry, right? Obviously, I'm not. But when I played, when I first started streaming and I was playing FIFA constantly and I used to play Foot Champs and it absolutely rattles you to a new level. So that's why my original name was Angry Ginger Gamer 13. And then someone who was making emotes for me went, why don't you go to Angry Ginger? It's more catchy. I was like, all right, yeah, you're not wrong there. So I went changed to Angry Ginger. And then for some people, so for some reason, like I saw GK Barry go on a pod. It was on The Fellas actually.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And she, these, I said someone you'd like to date or something, and then my name came up. She was like, "Oh, but it'll be in character all the time." And people think it's a character, but I don't actually get angry.
Yeah.
I'm just myself all the time. It's just that when I played games, I was angry. That's it.
I say this to people because people ask me sometimes, "What's Ginger like in person? Yeah. Is it the same?" And I say, "Yeah, he's exactly the same, but he's." Because people see like slagging everyone and all that.
Yeah, people,
I'm like, he's the exact same, but he's like also like the nicest, one of the nicest people ever.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong. If I see a girl in the street, I'm not going to start slagging them off. Do you know what I mean?
But people don't get it. It's banter, like it's just mate banter, isn't it? Like,
exactly.
And they think that's what you're going to be like all the time.
Like I did an IRL football stream on Monday and then Jakey Davis come on IRL stream tonight me on his stream. And I've took the piss going, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be coming here. Previously, I've already told on my stream, he can come. Mm-hmm. And then they've clipped it of me bollocking him and going, oh, this is really bad for him, Ginger. I'm like, it's banter. He knows I'm joking. I know I'm joking. It's just...
It's mad, isn't
it? It's mental.
I remember like, in Watson, when we were speaking to people and it was like, what was everyone's first impressions of people, right?
Yeah.
And everyone, like every single person was like, I thought you was going to be a cunt.
Exactly.
I was like, huh?
Exactly, because they don't understand it's banter.
Yeah, I couldn't see why people would have thought.
Do you know what I reckon it is? North and South.
Yeah.
I think it's North and South. Mm-hmm. And I come back to the Manrique situation with Joe Weller. Do you remember when she's, do you know what I'm on about?
Yeah.
When she said that joke to Joe about his girlfriend.
I personally thought that was hilarious.
So did I.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But Joe didn't. Mm-hmm. If Joe saw it from the side of, do you know what? If you know me, I couldn't take a joke. Yeah. If you don't know me, that's not for you to joke about. Yeah. But if that was us, maybe again, because we're mates, but if... I've had fans come up to me in the streets and gone, oh, I'll bang your mum or something. And I'm like, I just laugh it off because it's just, obviously I know they're not going to go and bang my mum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's north versus south. I think they're a lot softer down south than they are up north.
Yeah, I guess it's, you do get that a lot as well. People, like, because of the banter we have on stream, people in person think they can have that banter, innit?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, some of them take the piss a bit.
Yeah, exactly. But that would do my head in a little bit. But like, for example, they was in a content house.
Yep.
Where you're supposed to make content.
Yeah.
She's made that kind of, obviously it's for him to decide if he wants to.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Or not. But you're in a content house, for example, that's just that sort of banter, isn't it? Like, I don't know. But he doesn't actually know your missus. She doesn't know your missus.
But the thing is, right, and I said this to my chat when I watched it back, I thought it's fine. And I said, in the house, I actually said, I think the public are going to side with Manrique. And I was totally wrong because everyone sided with Joe saying, oh, she shouldn't be doing that. And then everyone hated on Manrique.
Yeah.
But, my question is, if she'd have said that to me, I'd have laughed it off and everything would have gone smooth.
Yeah.
So I also think the reaction helps in terms of what the public do as well.
Yeah.
So it is just a weird one. So moving on from the questions, we have got our segment of dilemmas, okay? There'll be a little bit of role play and there'll just be genuine answers, okay? So let's read the first dilemma. Do you want to take it away?
I'll take it away, mate. I left my stuff at our boys.
Right.
He sent me pictures of another girl's things thinking it was mine. Do I fight?
I think fight's very strong. I don't think violence solves anything. Nope. Let's clear that up very quickly. To be honest, I think you've got your hint there, haven't you? You've got your hint of he's not the one because he's just cheated on you. But has he got a sister? These are things you've got to look at. I don't think you fight. I think you can just ask, they're not mine, whose are they? And if his response is, I think you've got your answer.
Yep, you have got your answer. But then that also leaves up for discussion. Oh, my mums have got them mixed up. So there can be a complete misunderstanding.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
He could be banging someone else behind her back.
He could be.
Behind their back.
he genuinely could be. But personally, if it was me,
yeah,
and that happened, I am just blocking the number.
Yeah.
And they would never hear from me again.
Fair enough, I understand that.
What do we have to talk about?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Fair enough. Next dilemma. Do I miss going to the football from a woman? What does that really mean?
Oh, so do you
not go
to the
miss
football?
Going to the football for a woman? Now, I'm glad this has come up, actually, because I've got a mate called Callum.
Okay.
And I actually don't call him Callum anymore. I call him Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Because that motherfucker is whipped, right? The amount of football he misses, right, for his missus is unbelievable. I've got tickets for him for Leicester. I've had tickets for Chelsea. I've had tickets for West Ham, right? It's your United games, right? He's a diehard United fan. And he don't go because he's in Blackpool with his missus.
Wow.
Right. Two things wrong there. Blackpool with his missus, right? It's embarrassing.
It is. That's a bad place to take.
I think it comes down to how often do you see each other?
Okay.
And I also think if you're going to make that sort of substitute, if you pardon the pun, she's got to make the substitute back.
Okay.
So maybe she doesn't go on a night out and you have a cuddles night or whatever you're into.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Let's do a bit of role play.
Right, okay.
So I'm your girlfriend. I'm Casey J. Okay.
Right, okay.
Right. And we're seeing each other.
Yep.
You need to go to the United, right? Let's say in another fucking dimension, they're in a Champions League final. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yep.
And your missus ain't having it.
Right, okay.
So let's just play the role. So you're you.
You're KCJ and I'm KCJ, me. Right, yeah. And so just for the audio listeners, he's going to be KCJ and I am myself.
I can't wait for tonight. I've got us loads of stuff out. I've got us some popcorn and I've got us a new film, right, on the dodgy stick. We're going to watch it on, right? And I can't wait. We can have some cuddles.
No, I can't do it tonight.
Sorry, it just sounded like you said you couldn't do it tonight then.
No, I can't do it tonight. United in Champions League final.
What?
United in Champions League final. My flight's booked at 6, love.
And what's funny?
Well, I'm going bloody Porto because United are in Champions League final. I told you this, love. I told you this.
Morgan.
Yeah, Casey.
It's been in the calendar for 3 months, okay?
It couldn't have been because the semi-final was only 2 weeks ago.
My mum.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying this date night has been in the calendar.
Oh, right. Okay.
My mum and dad are coming, right?
Right.
My brother are coming.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell him that you're on air to go and watch football.
With the greatest respect, your brother's coming with me, love. We are, Casey, we can rearrange this, right? We can rearrange it. You can't rearrange a Champions League night. I'm sorry, but I'm going.
But my dad's just died.
I thought we were coming.
I've just had the text.
Right, well, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm going to pull out the in-betweeners.
I need you to be here for me.
And so does Ruben Amorim,
mate. Oh, my mum's just died as well.
Oh, right.
My mum and dad have just died.
Oh, I just got a text. Oh. My Uber's here. Catch you in a bit, love. No, seriously, though, no, right? A couple of things went wrong there. If it's a date night, why is your mum and dad coming?
I don't know.
Right. Second of all, genuinely, I'm not even joking, there's nothing in the world that has stopped me going to the Champions League final.
Even if your girlfriend's mum and dad died.
Genuinely, it's heartbreaking, but it's not relevant. I'm being as truthful as I can here. Nothing's stopping me.
So, if your partner's mum and dad both died that day, you're still going to the football.
The question to me is, how have they died?
To be fair, they're still going to be dead when you get back.
Exactly.
Nothing's going
to
change.
I can't nip to the hospital and reboot them.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's life. And I put it into the same thing of, If that was one of my family members that died on that day,
you'd still go. They would want you to.
Because they'd want me to. And it's the exact same if I died or something like that. I don't want people going, oh, I'm not gonna stream tonight. I want
put
you
your
to stream.
Life on pause, can you?
Exactly. Life goes on whether you're alive or dead. So you've got to crack on.
Kevin Hart had a quote.
Go on.
And he says, no matter what happens in the day, the sun still comes up tomorrow.
Exactly.
The world doesn't stop.
At the end of the day,
it's night.
Exactly. Right, one more dilemma.
I was going to say that if the poisonous steak bit your dad's knob.
I think that one's aimed at you then. I don't think I'm sucking my dad's knob.
If you didn't know, the first guest for this podcast, we thought it would be nice and get Gingy's dad on.
My dad has actually sat here the whole time.
Sorry for not including you, mate.
I've not included you, sorry. but yeah, no, thank you for coming on. Have you got anything to say to the viewers?
Man of many words.
Man of many words. Thank you very much, Dad. I appreciate that. You can go now.
Does that ever get to you, things like that?
Not really, no. I'm very, if you pardon the pun again, thick-skinned.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no old. Arguing with that.
Nope.
So yeah, no, there's nothing that ever gets to me. There was one thing in high school that used to always get to me, and it was because I wanted to go into the police, right? I wanted to be a detective.
Mm-hmm.
So people used to always go, oh, you want to go into the police, you're a grass, you're
oh,
this, you're
I've
that.
I said that to you as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
sorry, mate.
No, don't get to me anymore. But my point is, right, I always look at it as, if one of your family members has been murdered, right, who's the first people you go to? Probably the detectives to find out what's going on. So that, you're smiling like you don't do that. You might deal with it in your own way, right? Well, that's the people I'd go to. So
that the one I look to is for example, if Jensen got kidnapped.
Exactly.
Or something, yeah, of course.
Right.
It's needed and society would fall apart about him, obviously.
Exactly. So it's like, they obviously don't get any respect off certain people, but I appreciate what they do. They keep people safe. And mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, they fuck up a lot.
Yeah.
Everyone's human.
Yeah, exactly. And the world would be, but to be...
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Honest, when people are all saying like, oh, fuck the police and all that, it's a bit cringy, isn't it?
Yeah, but I must admit, when I'm in the car and I see a police car, and below the window, a little bit one of them there.
Yeah, you mad bastard.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes, you take the kid out of Salford, you can't take the Salford out of the
kid. Exactly,
And I am a rebel. I'm a mad bastard.
Exactly, you are.
I am, thank you.
Just glad that everyone can see you for the real mad bastard you are.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be the end of the first ever off-stream Tasing Ginge podcast. We didn't realise the time. It's been going for a while. But before we go, all we do ask is please, please support us on this journey. A lot of people say not everyone needs a podcast. And we'll find out if we need one or not very quickly. Leave it in the comments. Did you enjoy it? Is there anything we can do? Any other sort of stuff you can leave? Any tips? Any certain sections you want? Like we do dilemmas, etc. Any ideas? Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube, find us on Spotify, and make sure you support us on this journey. So thank you very much, absolute legends, and we'll see you next time. Au revoir.